Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Van Halen bringing us back. One of my favorite songs, Just Jump. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Don Fotopoulos. Don, you have a new website. I want you to tell us about it.
I do. It's called the Hidden Profit Method, or Hidden Profit Profit, actually. If you hit Hidden Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, right? But as in profits from old, Hidden Profit Profit, you will find me, and you'll see our award-winning book.
Her beautiful face right there on the left.
And you can download my 5 simple steps to unlocking hidden profits.
What we're talking about today, folks, so we're not going to get to all of them, so you want to go do that. Hit the Hidden Profit Profit. So check that out, and this brand-new website and all the things that Don helps their folks with. Let's get to number 3, gross margins. Let's talk about that. Here's what's sad, Don. I'm afraid that what I'm about to say is the truth. 50% of small business owners couldn't tell you not only what their gross profit is, but how to find it.
Yeah, that's right, Jim.
And I'm sorry to say that, folks. And you know I love you, so you know I'm not being rude to you. This is tough love, isn't it, Dawn?
Yeah, it is. And you know what, Jim? Here's something no one else is ever going to say but you and me. And that is, you don't run your business on revenues, you run it on gross margin.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Because from gross margin, you get to pay all your bills.
That's right. That's the middle number. Above the line. And you've got to have that margin. And if you don't know what you're, if every time a twitch happens in your business, you don't know what the gross margin is, then you're flying blind.
That's right. That's right. So what are we really saying here? We're saying for every dollar in revenues you bring in, 30 cents of that has to be gross margin
minimum.
Or gross profit.
Minimum. I don't care what business you're in.
That's right. So if it costs you $10 to make something, $10, if you're selling something for $10, $3 out of that has to be gross profit at least.
Well, of course, you got to differentiate between markup and margin too.
That's right.
So use the retail margin method, folks. Find out how to calculate your get you. I carried, when I was in retail before you were born, Don, I carried a margin wheel around with me.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. You ever seen one of those?
No.
It's a beautiful little tool.
You have to show me.
From I'm talking about, you know, in the old ages when we didn't have but this is before calculators. I'm serious.
And oh, this is brilliant.
It's a little profit wheel.
We need to bring it back.
No, it is. And I was working for Sears. I had it responsible for a department, and everything I did, I had that my profit margin there. Folks,
that is brilliant, Jim.
A profit margin, you divide in a profit in a markup, you multiply.
That's
so you're not
right.
She's not talking about 30% markup, folks. She's talking about 30% margin.
30% margin or a 45% markup.
Bingo.
And you know what? I go through that in the book in Numberphobic. I take everybody through markdowns, markup. So that you absolutely protect your business. And what's the point, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you have adequate gross profit so you can pay all of the operating expenses, Jim. You know, it's expensive to have
website.
It's
expensive
to do marketing and advertising.
You've got to capitalize your business, and you've at least got to capitalize the operation, even if you have to borrow money for growth. Capitalize growth. You've got to capitalize the operation of your business. You cannot borrow money to operate.
No, and if you do, you're going to end up in a deep hole.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how many businesses do you think have failed because people used the markup approach? They multiplied instead of divided.
I'd say probably 30% at least.
If you do the margin. And it gives you a price, and you say, oh, my people won't pay that much. Well, you know what? Then you got the wrong people, or you haven't convinced them that you're good enough for that.
That's right. You got the wrong people.
No,
you haven't
customers.
Done a good enough job articulating it, or you got to add more value.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And don't fight the price war. It's over. You lost.
That's true. And you know what, Jim? I'll just say one last thing. You know something? A lot of business owners don't know which customers are making them money and
mm-hmm.
which ones are losing them money. And,
but if they do all the things you tell them about, they'll be able to do that.
They will.
Accounting for the Numberphobic. It's a 2015 number one business book for the year. And what is it? The Hidden Profit.
Hidden Profit. Profit.
.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
By the way, you can get the other parts of this these steps that we were talking about on Don's website, the other two that we didn't get to. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.